pray that, Lord, that you'll speak today, Lord, from your heart in Jesus' name. Lord, you're just awesome, Father God. Thank you. Yes, nothing is impossible with God. Absolutely nothing is impossible with God. Now, 2013 for you might have been not a very good year. Okay, things went wrong. Things went a little bit haywire. Maybe you lost a lot of things. Maybe you had relationships that went sour. And you're feeling the pinch. And you're hurting over that this morning. And there's still that grief. There's still that sorrow there. And I just want to share this one. 2014 is a new year. Okay, this is a new year. This is a new start, okay? I just want to tell you about a man by the name of Jabez. He is found in the Bible, in the book of 1 Chronicles, chapter 4 and verse 10. Now, I have shared on this before, and I gained a lot of resources from Pastor Jensen Franklin, and also I got this book from Bruce Wilkinson, okay? And it's the Prayer of Jabez. And this guy sold, how many copies do you reckon he sold? You probably know this. How many copies did he sell? How many copies of this book do you reckon has been sold? 2 million. That's good. Keep going. 20 million copies of this book has been sold, okay? And it's about this guy, Jabez, about this guy in 1 Chronicles, chapter 4. And verse 10. And Jabez, there's a bit of Jabez in all of us, you know. There's a bit of Jabez in all of us. He was, his mother called him Jabez. Well, in the Jewish culture in the Old Testament and also in the New, they didn't name their child straight away. They waited a year or two. They would, you know, watch and see how they formed. And she called him Jabez. He was a pain, and caused grief, and caused a lot of sorrow. And so she called him Jabez. I actually quite like this name, and I've said to my kids, I said, look, if you ever have any kids, can you just name one? Can someone name one of them Jabez? If you have a girl, I don't know, Jabez, perhaps, you know. And so, Jabez, he came from the tribe of Judah, okay? He's from the Judah tribe, and Judah means praise. And Jabez was a man that praised God. And one day he gets this revelation from God, okay? It's a massive revelation. It's a revelation where not only are we to praise God? We do, don't we? We praise God this morning. God, we praise you, Lord. We honor you, God. We lift you up. You are magnificent. You're wonderful. But he gets this revelation where this prayer is about, okay, God, I need you to bless me. God, I need you to bless me. And this is his prayer, okay? Jabez cried out to God, O Israel, that you would bless me indeed. God, oh God, that you would bless me indeed. And he goes on to pray, enlarge my territory, let your hand be upon me, keep me from evil, keep me from harm's way, so that I'll be free from pain. And eventually, God granted him his request. And so, it's okay for us to pray that God blesses us. It's okay to pray, oh Lord, I need you to bless me. 2013, I had a really horrible, horrible year. You know, 2012, maybe you had a horrible year. Maybe you've had from a child you've been struggling with issues and stuff, and there's sorrow and there's pain. Now, yesterday I heard about this young lady who had fallen pregnant at a very young age, and she had she had an abortion, you know, and the guilt and the shame that she carried with that, you know. And so there's things from, your past. And God, today, I just felt God move me to say that, hey, you are not defined by your past. Okay, you're not defined by how you were born. Maybe out of wedlock. Maybe through some really horrible circumstances. Last year, you had a terrible year. Maybe you lost $20,000 in your business or $10,000. Maybe you got fired from your job. Who knows? But God this morning wants to boost you up this morning. He wants to bless you today. To bless in the Old Testament appears over 400 times, the word bless. And it means to honor, to favor, to elevate, to raise up, to bestow special gifts and special status. And this morning, God wants to boost you up this morning. God wants to elevate you this morning. God wants to fill you this morning that 2014, it's a fresh start. It is a new year for you. It's a new season. No longer to sit in discouragement. No longer to sit in sorrow at night, sitting there painfully. God, what am I going to do? Lord, my back is against the wall. God, this is hard. Lord. But God, come on, it's time to arise. Arise this morning and begin to cry out to God. Oh God, that you will bless me indeed. Oh God, that you'll give me favor this year, Lord. Lord, give me favor this year. God wants you to pray this. God wants you to demand. God wants you to be confident in him that yes, I will do that. Yeah, absolutely. You know, I was talking to Betty Bankston a couple of years ago, and she said to me, oh, you know, it looks like I'm going to be here for, they only keep us here for a couple of years, and then, you know, we move on to another country. You know, this year, it's Christmas time, she said to me, Charlie, they've extended me another year. They've extended me another year here in Perth. And we prayed that. We were specific. We said, Lord, we pray that Father God will go longer than 2 years. Be specific. What do you want? Be specific about what you want. And be confident with your Heavenly Father that He wants to bless you. Jabez prayed, God, oh God, that you'll bless me indeed. Then he goes on to pray, Lord, that you would enlarge me. God, that you would make me bigger, Lord. You know, we all want to grow in our faith, don't we? We all want to increase, don't we? We all want to be doing better than where we're at today. Or do we want to sit in our comfort zones? Maybe God is nudging you to take up some more study. Maybe God is nudging you to, hey, come on, why don't you serve in the house of God? Why don't you serve in Kids Zone? Come on, you've got some gifts. Come on, stretch yourself. Do something. Don't just sit there. Don't do nothing. Do something with that gift. Don't bury it. Don't hide it. Don't hide it. But come on. Get those gifts going. Serve God. Maybe the Lord's nudging you, like I know he nudged somebody else, about starting their own business. And for a long time, they're like, no, I like where I'm at. I'm comfortable. I have a good income. But God kept, come on. Come on. And they stepped out and God's blessed them. So Jabez, Lord, that you would bless me indeed. Lord, that you would enlarge me. It's about progressively being successful and growing within your business, in the house of God here in church. You know, look how God's enlarged C3 Fremantle. You know, when Pastor Nigel began many years ago, well, there was just a few, and look, we've grown, now we're here. Then we were involved in missions in Southeast Asia. Now we're involved in Africa. And, you know, we've got something happening in the Philippines. Look at Port Care, where we start off in that little, tiny little shop, Port Care, our charity. Then we went next door to something bigger. They went to this place. That's really big. Greg, we need another place. Can you try and find somewhere else? Just a little bit bigger. So it's good to enlarge. It's good to better yourself. It's good in the kingdom of God, we want to see more people come to Christ, don't we? We want to see more people come to Christ. We want to be hungry to see our friends come to Jesus. We want to see their lives changed and transformed. The third point is that he prays. He said, Lord, that your hand will be upon me. Oh, that your hand will be upon me. It's about the hand of God that is not a closed hand where you might think, oh, what does God want to give me? God wants to what? Does he want to withhold from you? No, God wants to impart. God wants to give to you. God has many, many benefits to give. It's the hand of God of where he is blessing, where he is giving his benefits to you and to I. There's nothing you can do to receive it except to accept it and pray and ask and believe. But the hand of God, we, as God progressively increases us and we are successful, sometimes we can begin to forget about God. Like, I know many Europeans that came to Australia many years ago from Italy. And they would faith in Italy, they would faithfully go to church each Sunday. They would. They'd go to the village, they'd go to church. They come to Australia and job opportunities, plenty of work. And it was all about work, work, work. All about money, 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 money. And Sundays was work, 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 work. Just wanting to do what they want to do, and they forget about God. They've been blessed. They've been blessed. But, we don't want to forget that it's God that has brought us here and has blessed us. I know Mary, who is here with us today, I hope you don't mind me sharing this, Mary, but she came here from Lebanon, didn't know a word of English. Did not know a word of English. Went to Sydney, didn't like it. Went to Adelaide, didn't like it. I think it was a nun or someone said, I think you were like Perth. She comes to Perth, doesn't know a word of English. She's here. I'll cut the story short. She's looking in the paper. After a couple of days, sees this someone helping her, or a cleaning job. Okay. Rings this lady up. Okay, start tomorrow. Lady picks her up. She starts working. She's been blessed. She said, and she's been blessed. She has clothes, she has everything she needs, she's got, and she always says to me, always, when we talk about it, that God has blessed her. How God has brought her to this country, saved her, and has blessed her. And she still honors God, and she still loves God. You know, some people forget when they get blessed from God, and they turn away, and they just go after their own dreams without God being involved. So let's not forget where our blessing. Let's not forget our living God. That it's him that has blessed us. Let's continue to serve God. Don't forget God when you are blessed and you're doing so well. Don't forget God. Don't forget God. Continue to come to the house of God. When I said about many of the Europeans that came and they stopped going to church, they would go Easter, and they'd go Christmas. And church was jam-packed. I know, because I used to go. And so I used to follow my parents. And so now many of them are going back to the house of God, and they're honoring and respecting God. But don't forget God. We are so blessed. We are so blessed in this nation. That you can ask God for his hand to be upon you. God will open doors. He will open doors. That's his hand. He will give you opportunity. God will bless you. He'll give you opportunity. But just remember that it comes from God. So ask God, Lord, enlarge me. Lord, oh God, bless me indeed. Oh God, enlarge me. Oh God, let your hand be upon me. And that hand, remember that it's the Lord. Lord, I'm going to remain humble. I recognize it's you, Lord. I recognize, Lord, it's your anointing, Lord, that is upon my life, that is blessing me. Oh God, how, and the hand of God, you know, when we come into his presence, whether you're at home or here in the house of God, how it just softens us, doesn't it? It oils us up. You know, because sometimes we get a bit rusty during the week. Some things just, you know, things get a bit yucky. And God oils us and we come before God. Lord, forgive us. Lord, wash us in your precious blood in Jesus' name. So, Lord, your hand upon me. His healing hand upon you. His provision, miracles, opportunities, open doors. I know that last year, just towards the end of 2013, my wife and I were just chatting and just contemplating, reflecting on 2013. And Helen started, she just said, oh, I just don't want to have another year like that. And she started to just share her heart with me and just some of the things that we had as a family and as individuals had seen. And I'm like, wow, gee, did we really? You don't realize that you've gone through all that till you reflect and you go, wow. But you know, God has been faithful. You know, we thought when we were lacking, we thought that we just trusted God and God has brought us through. God has been fantastic. He's been faithful. He has been wonderful. Now, God has brought you this far by his grace. He'll take you further on more again on the journey by his grace. Trust him. Love him. Have confidence in God. Oh, and the fourth point, he prays. Lord, keep me from evil. Lord, keep me from harm. We want the protection of God upon our lives, don't we? We want God to protect us. We want his protection upon our lives, upon our children. As our children start heading back to school, pray for your children. Lord, protect them. Lord, from illness, Lord. Lord, protect them. Watch over our children. Pray for yourself. Jabez also, when he prayed, he said, Lord, I don't want to do harm. Lord, I don't want to fail. About the time of Jabez was also the time about when Samson was around. You know, Samson was a man that did many great things. But he also committed adultery. And he caused great pain and great harm. And the consequences of sin are devastating. Ooh, the consequences of sin are devastating. Just one action, one bad temper, one harsh word to your wife, one harsh word to your daughter, one harsh word to you, or many harsh words. Let's not be people that cause pain. Let's not be people that, you know, that speak harshly. Let's not be people that lie and steal. The consequences are catastrophic. So we want to be a people that we want to bless. We want to bless people. We want to see the best for people's lives, don't we? We don't want to get jealous because you're doing really well. We want to be blessed, not be envious. Oh, Lord, I want to see Sandy do well. Great if he does. I want everybody to do well. That's gone. That's 2014 now. You are not determined. This year is not determined by what happened in 2013. Okay? It is not determined by your past, by your childhood. Oh, Lord, oh, God, that you would bless me indeed. Lord, that you would boost me up. Lord, that you would elevate me. Oh, God, oh, God. Oh, Lord, that you would bless me. Lord, that you would enlarge me. Saying, God, I want success. But I recognize that's from you. Lord, your hand upon me. The power of God upon you. Lord, let no harm come to me. Lord, I don't want to be one that inflicts harm. Oh, come on. The protection of God on our lives. Maybe this morning, you're here for the first time, you've never heard about Jesus Christ. That he loves you, he cares for you. Thank you. Well, I want you to know this morning that God wants to bless you. Maybe you've lived your life your own way and you've gone amiss. Jesus is standing at the door of your life today knocking, saying, hey, I can be all that you need me to be. I am all that I am. God is who he is. Of course, there's other attributes about God that this morning I have been able to extenuate on. But God loves you. And this morning he calls you. He calls you this morning. He calls you this morning. If you've never received Jesus Christ this morning as your Lord and as your Savior, I want to give you that opportunity today. Let's close our eyes. When I was 19, I received Jesus and I prayed a prayer that went like this. Lord Jesus, forgive me of my sin. Come into my heart. That's how simple it was. And that was only just the beginning. That's not the end. That's just the journey. That's just the start of a journey, a lifelong journey. I'm going to ask the church this morning to pray with me this prayer. It'll be a little bit longer, not much longer. But pray with me, church. And if this is you this morning, you pray with us. Lord Jesus, forgive me of my sin. Come into my heart this morning. Make me a new person in Jesus' name. And keep your eyes closed.